Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
This live Ides of March, March 15th, 2022 broadcast. It was more than 2,000 years ago that Julius Caesar, the first emperor of Rome, was stabbed to death inside the Roman Senate. And this has been seen as a very dangerous, unlucky day ever since then. And if you look at the continuation of the czars, which basically means the king or the Caesar in Russian. Russia particularly, more than any other country in modern history, but it's a 1,000-year-old civilization, kills its leaders when they fail. All systems do this to some extent, but the Russians are the most extreme proclivity to this, and there's a very good chance. That's why Lindsey Graham is out there talking about, you know, people need to kill Putin. He's not just saying that for no reason. He's encouraging the Russians to kill Putin. Obviously, this is all spiraling out of control. Putin is now not just arresting his spy chiefs, but others. There's reports of battlefield executions of troops that don't follow orders. Because what you have here is NATO starting a war, proxy war with Russia. So Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and really George Soros. Yes, starting a war with Russia. Russia had a reason to do this. I'm not defending them going in. But then once Putin comes in and his army's bogged down, because there's basically, they're fighting Slavic peoples that are where Russia was started, it'd be like asking people in Texas to go kill people in Oklahoma. Or it'd be like asking people in New York to go kill people in New Jersey. They're like, well, my aunt and uncle live in New Jersey. Well, what are you going to be doing? So Ukraine's more than 60% ethnic Russian. The rest is more Germanic type groups in the West, but they're all intermarried. And I know listeners understand all this. It's just that having Putin tied down now, and definitely he was unable to pay off enough of the Ukrainian military and the resistance, like his generals and his KGB foreign head told him. That's what I said 3 weeks ago. I said, well, if it goes quickly, it means they pay off the opposition. That's what you do. It looks like they didn't do a good job of that. And so now he's in a no-win situation where if he doesn't win this, he'll be killed. Then you'll hear he's had a stroke or a heart attack or a helicopter crash or a jet crash. Or if he does continue to push, there'll be massive civilian casualties, and that will be more and more of a pretext for NATO to publicly come in, not just with all the U.S. and British and Scottish and German and French special forces that are on the ground, both former and current, active duty, fighting the little green men. That's what they call the Russians, because the Russians have denied that they've been in eastern Ukraine the last 8 years. And of course, they have been there. And U.S. troops and European troops and Russian troops have been killing each other for at least 8 years in a proxy war, and Putin's tired of that. And I understand the reason he went in, but it is an extremely dangerous gamble, and he walked into a trap, and he said that now. They've put the people on house arrest and said they told me that they had already cleaned out the opposition, that they were going to fold. So now we're in a world where it isn't about being on Russia's side or Ukraine's side or the U.S. side or the EU side. It's about being on the side of survival, and we have the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, will play this clip when we come back next segment, saying we're on the verge of nuclear war, and we are. And I talked to some of the top minds out there just the last 24 hours face-to-face. I'm not going to get any names or anything, but that's why I'm here in Los Angeles. And I've got a real consensus from some of the top brains on the planet. Again, that'll all be off record. The different scenarios run from bad to worse. We'll be laying it all out here today. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boosts your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time, and I had it on sale for 50% off, and a lot of folks would get it. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out, because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. See your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live March 15th, 2022 global transmission. I have not ducked out of Austin the last few days for a vacation. I'm here in Los Angeles, California, talking to quite a few very interesting and important folks, and I've had a chance to talk to who I consider some of the sharpest minds in the world in the last 24 hours in really lengthy summit meetings, I would call it, to try to brainstorm how to avert the situation in Russia. This is now a lot of serious people strongly considering decamping and evacuating to the southern hemisphere. So a lot of people have already done that. So when I tell you that some of the most powerful people in the world have been doing that, that is not something I read in the newspaper, though I told you about redoubts being built before it was ever in the news. Now they admit it. But I'm telling you, currently, there is a major debate going on all over the world by the intelligentsia, both in government and in corporations, about what the next moves need to be. And there's a real sense that since the Cuban Missile Crisis, we've not been in this much danger. And we're in more danger now because the weapons are much more prolific and much more sophisticated and much more harder to stop. And I would say we have worse leadership now. But say what you want about John F. Kennedy. He was smart. And he did a lot of research and had a good team around him. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden do not know what damn planet they are on. And so when I get back to Austin tomorrow, I'm going to have to write some notes to really collate this. And then really come to my decisions about what we need to do, what we need to stand for in Ukraine and where this is all going. But I think the bottom line is we need to de-escalate, give Putin a way out, space-saving, so that the Russian government will assassinate him, because that's what the Russians do when a leader fails. And where they don't keep escalating the war, where NATO gets drawn in, because some of the Ukrainians or others, the Sorosites, might stage a chemical or biological false flag and say the Russians have done it. In fact, they've been pre-programming that for the last 3 weeks, and now they're saying the Russians are going to imminently, you see all the news, you don't need me to tell you this, launch a chemical or biological attack. And that will be the pretext for some of the maniacs, the darker forces of the globalist pantheon to get this big, wider war they want and to basically knock out a lot of civilization. And then use that to bring in the global technocracy and tyranny and robots on the back of that. So first, they're softening up the infrastructure, shutting down the grids, starving the third world, annihilating the supply chain, introducing the idea of an ID to buy and sell, a global social credit score, and then have a limited nuclear war, they think they can have, which then brings in so much destabilization, it's the cover for all the billions that are going to die from these mRNA injections, which absolutely attack the double helix of the DNA and absolutely do turn off the regeneration system of humans. And so that's where we are. This is a very sophisticated attack. And again, if I was interdimensional aliens destroying other civilizations that were developing, this is just how I'd do it. And that fits in the Bible's cosmology of this fallen one that's ancient and manipulates humans. The only reason I take you there is 99% of this, we know what's going on. That last 1% of what's happening doesn't make sense. Why would the globalists want to do this? Why would they want to kill billions of people? Why would they want to knock much of the planet back to the Stone Age and only have compartmentalized high technology reservations for themselves into the future? And they say, especially as soon as they think they've got life extension, they're going to start killing the majority of the public. But they, again, understand they can't get away with that. If it's dramatic and open, like a vaccine you take, you die right away. Nobody would take it. But if it kills you slowly, then they think they can do it. But then that's not enough. You need something to really destabilize and collapse civilization. So they talk about depopulation by the year 2030. And William Shatner says, I've met with the top people. Everyone's about to die. The cataclysm's here. A few months ago, when you see Beto O'Rourke and you see AOC all saying the same thing, too bad we'll all be dead in 2030. I mean, it's coming. We're all dead. They're not being read into the whole program. They're being told, hey, this is coming. You better get in line with us if you're going to survive in bunkers. All the globalists then execute a plan that brings us into collapse. So here is Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, talking about the fact this is bone-chilling, and we just got a lot closer to nuclear war.
Finally, further escalation of the war, whether by accident or design, threatens all of humanity. Raising the alert of Russian nuclear forces is a bone-chilling development. The prospect of nuclear conflict, once unthinkable, is now back within the realm of possibility. The security and safety of nuclear facilities must also be preserved. It's time to stop the horror unleashed on the people of Ukraine and get on the path of diplomacy and peace.
So let's talk about this. They're absolutely right. The time is to talk about deals. The time is to talk about an armistice. The time is to talk about, just like we did with the end of the Korean War or the ceasefire, have a demilitarized zone that's in that eastern area that the Russians want, that has always been part of Russia, and to end this now. NATO started this. I'm not glad about Russia's response. The point is that Russia's been manipulated into this. Putin now knows he's been trapped, and there are some smarter groups and forces that understand this is too dangerous. There are other globalist forces, as I said, that want to push this into total war. Then meanwhile, Tulsi Gabbard and myself and people like Tucker Carlson are going, look, here's the bio labs that have the equivalent of bioweapons in them, and here's the UN admitting that they need to be destroyed, and these are left over from the Soviet Union but have been updated. Peter Daszak, as usual, is involved, and he's Ukrainian. And all of this is happening, and we need to get rid of these. And instead they go, Mitt Romney says, no, arrest Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, The View, CNN, all of them, ABC, they're saying, arrest her. She's a terrorist. She's a traitor. She's all these horrible names because she's an Army veteran and knows about chemical and biological weapons. And it's publicly admitted that these things are there. But the media said they weren't there. So at the same time, they're saying, okay, the labs are safe. We got them. But the Russians got two of the 25. So now we need to stop them from releasing a bioweapon. But the bioweapons don't exist. Tucker Carlson last night, I watched this morning, is just like, this isn't even about Russia. This isn't about Ukraine. This is about insanity. It's like saying, Alex Jones is not wearing a black shirt, and I'm wearing a black shirt on TV. Or Alex Jones is not holding a cup of coffee in his hand, and I've got the cup right here. Or Alex Jones is not holding an iPhone in his hand. Or Alex Jones does not have a black microphone in front of him. And I do have a black microphone in front of me, folks. This is not a bag of sugar in my hand. Well, yes, it is. So this is the frustration here, is that they're just gaslighting everybody. Like, not just, oh, Tulsi Gabbard is a liar, but that Tulsi Gabbard is a traitor because she is going, well, of course there's labs. Because they want that double think of 2 + 2 = whatever they say. So we're going to go on a break here, and I'm going to come back and play some of these clips. Owen has got a lot to cover as well today. Owen, take us out and tell us some of what you got coming up today.
Well, Alex, the news is breaking in such rapid fashion now. Just since we've been on air, two big news stories developing with the failed attempt by Jake Sullivan to get diplomacy with China and Saudi Arabia. Now China and Saudi Arabia are discussing switching to the yuan to make international purchases, specifically with gas and oil, instead of the U.S. dollar. I mean, you want to talk about the U.S. collapsing? Folks, our lifestyle of prosperity and having a house with two stories and a pool in the backyard and having barbecues on the weekend, gone if that happens. Forget about it. And now Zelensky has come out and said Ukraine has no plans to join NATO. So the cogs are starting to click here. And it looks like, for the most part, the West, with Biden and Harris, are the ones kind of being pushed back into submission. And now the struggle with Putin and Ukraine is going to become the real issue. But it appears that the latest developments are that Biden, Harris, sit down, shut up, or America is going to be crushed in all of this.
That is exactly what's happening. And, in fact, I wanted to get into that. I'm glad you just brought that up. We'll cover that when we come back, because even the London Guardian points out these oil sanctions on Europe will bankrupt them and cause a Great Depression, already are. It's not hurting the Russians. They'll just make more money where they do sell the oil. And then again, there's darker globalist forces manipulating this whole thing to collapse civilization. It's the info war. Stay with us.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This Tuesday, March 15th, 2022 transmission. Owen Schroyer is riding shotgun with me. I'll be here with you most of the hour. Then Owen will be fully taking over here today. But going back to what you just said, Owen, absolutely, that news was just breaking as we went live. That is huge. We have Saudi Arabia saying they may just go ahead and take Chinese money instead of taking the dollar. And to explain this, if you go back to Bretton Woods after World War II, where it was decided that the dollar would be the world reserve currency that the purchase of oil would be made in around the world. If the U.S. loses that, and if China, the second largest oil user in the world, stops using dollars, that means the beginning of the end of the dollar. 90% of world money transfer and oil transfers just 20 years ago was the dollar. It's only 62% last time I checked last week now. And that will accelerate it. And once you get 50%, people will basically leave the dollar. No one has devalued their currency over the long period as bad as we have and ever had their currency survive. But China's been devaluing as well, even faster than us, but for not as long. The EU's been doing it faster than us, but not as long. So, again, we've been doing it for a long time. You know, a dollar 100 years ago would buy you a lavish meal and a horse carriage ride back home, and, you know, probably a loaf of bread at the local store. Now what does it get you? So we all see what's going on and happening here, and they want a global reset. All the central banks say the new global digital system is coming, and it'll be a mix of all the currencies, but they've got to have an excuse to plunge it first. And what did I say 3 weeks ago? I said this war, if they put big sanctions on Russia and then on China, will lead to leaving the dollar. China and Russia are obviously double dealing at the international level. The Davos group only under pressure, decoupled from Putin, but they have it from Xi Jinping. And so China is the long-term big winner out of this. China is the beta test for the police state. They have 37 million people back under lockdown in China as just a martial law drill. We were here in L.A. and some of the crew, when I was at meetings trying to go to the comedy store, and they said no vaccine, you can't come in, even though it's not the law. Happened a bunch of other places. So, you know, there's that tyranny overarching, but Putin is running into a lot more opposition than they thought. There's massive Western special forces there, British special forces. Well, recently out of the military, just got killed. A couple hundred foreign soldiers got wounded when 30 got killed just in one barracks that they sent, quote, an international soldier in. It was really a Russian spy. He just called in rocket attacks onto the facility. So this is a SH-T show at every level, and it only can get worse. As Ron Paul wrote a few days ago in a big article he had at Infowars.com, is the United States Biden administration willing to fight Putin to the last Ukrainian? Because really that's what this is. Again, Putin, the globalists, overthrew their government. Overthrew the Ukrainian elected government, started all these fights, put in the troops, put in the weapons to set up Russia. So that's bad. Russia taking the bait is bad. And now Russia beginning to lose is bad because they're not going to give up, and it's just going to escalate from there. So I've basically gone over that. And even again, as I said, the London Guardian, you can look this up today, says that basically there'll be a depression and that Germans will go bankrupt in a year at current rates of energy prices. Because the left thinks or tells people, oh, don't worry if gas is $10 a gallon, like it is $9 a gallon in Chicago, $7 a gallon in most areas of California. Don't worry because you'll just use electric. Well, electric almost all comes from coal and natural gas, less than 10% from turbines and, of course, hydroelectric. Hydroelectric's the best. But the left's been destroying hydroelectric everywhere and tearing out and not updating them because, oh, they hurt fish. Just lie after lie after lie after lie. So, and I've got some important clips dealing really with the police state now unfolding when we come back. But I wanted you to get more into all those news stories you got that tie into this and get your angle on it. But to say Tucker Carlson is guilty of treason, to have a U.S. senator say that Tulsi Gabbard is, he is 100 times worse than what people like, of course, McCarthy did. I mean, this is so dangerous, and now they're censoring anybody that even shows the Russian perspective. I mean, they're calling for us to be censored, even though I'm just trying to have peace and trying to really just talk about all the different issues and what this is really doing. I'm pro-America 100%. The people that drove this war and started this are the ones that are about to kill the dollar and destroy our standard of living, which is now already happening. You know, I told people 2 years ago, you better get storable food. The lockdowns are going to go on and off forever. They're going to try to shut down, you know, family farms. You better get storable food. It's going to run out. My Patriot has not been a month behind in their history. They've got the biggest company in the U.S., the best. They are now a few weeks behind and are telling people that. But they've told us, yeah, don't even really plug. Because we're just so far behind, they'd rather be able to catch up and not be like other food companies that are always a few months behind. Well, they're already a few weeks behind at preparedknowledge.com. Everybody that got their orders in, you know, a month or so ago was really smart because now it's gotten right to you. So this is very serious, folks. The supply chains are breaking down. This is by design. Klaus Schwab said they would do it. I'm not just blaming them now because I don't like them. They said post-industrial world, you will own nothing, you will have nothing, you will like it. This is how they break our back. It's how they get control of us. So everybody this spring should be, even if you live in apartments or whatever, going up, getting seeds, planting tomatoes, planting potatoes, planting beans, planting Brussels sprouts, planting eggplant. I mean, my parents have a garden that is a half acre that just in South Austin, so many Brussels sprouts, so many peppers, hot peppers, sweet peppers, so many corn. Sometimes they grow that. I mean, just everything, tomatoes. And whenever I go there to eat, they're always just getting it out of their yard. And that's what we've got to start understanding is the globalists want to take away the prosperity. They want to have an excuse to do it while they pose as savers. So if we point out they started the war, there's a group above it hurting America and Russia and Ukraine. If we point out the 360 full-spectrum dominance system, then we can all think like a globalist, but from the perspective of knowing how they're operating and stopping them. So this is life and death to understand this. So when you're dead on, that our standard of living has already slipped massively. We're more in debt than ever, and we're going over the edge right now.
Well, and that's the whole operating system of the Great Reset. It's to take things that we in the West have, quite frankly, taken for granted in the last couple generations, staples, having the ability to put gas in your vehicle and travel wherever you want, whenever you want, having the ability to own a piece of land or have a house that you own and maybe a nice barbecue pit or a pool in the backyard or having a school to send your kids to or having a fridge full of food, maybe even having an extra fridge in the garage. All these things that have been staples and accessible for Americans in the past decades, all that's going to go away. And that's really what the Great Reset is about. But getting back to shifting back to Ukraine, Alex, you know, Zelensky, I think, is kind of in his final moments here. He's going to be addressing Congress tomorrow morning, I believe at 8 a.m. Central Time, 9 a.m. Eastern. It's probably going to be kind of his final plea. I think he realized that he's stepped into it here. He double-crossed Putin and made a deal with the globalists, and now they've stabbed him in the back, and even Germany is saying, no, we're not going to sanction Russia. So it's really just a mess, and I think world leaders are now saying, all right, you know what? Squad, the UN is saying, you know what? We don't want nuclear war. Let's step back. I think Putin's going to have a victory in Ukraine, or it's going to be all-out war, and they'll either try to assassinate him, or they'll nuke Ukraine, or do a cyber attack or chemical attack and blame Putin to set up for a larger escalation.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3. that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So, we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have, or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what InfoWars was built for in times of war and propaganda and the Great Reset. Owen Schroyer live here in the studio. Alex Jones on the road on a working trip. Big things happening in California. We're trying to break down the latest news out of Ukraine, but it's developing so quickly, Alex. I have a feeling, though, we're going to have a lot clearer picture of what this is going to look like after this week and weekend, because something's going to have to give. Either Russia is going to step up their attacks in Ukraine, or the world is going to basically put America into a corner to say back off, and then they'll just have their way with the EU and or NATO and Russia and Ukraine figuring it out. But, you know, what I'm seeing, Alex, is with Zelensky coming to Congress, with all the propaganda in the media, with China, Saudi Arabia talking about using the yuan instead of the dollar, and now they're saying, oh, look, China's economy's crashing, and oh, look, Russia's economy's crashing. The world elites have intentionally done this to the planet. Now they're trying to find their easiest way out, and it's going to be the people, the just common citizen of this planet, that's going to pay the toll. That's what we want to avoid here.
Well, very well said, Owen. That's exactly what's going on. And so people need to understand, I'm not being neutral on this because I want to be on everybody's side. It's the opposite. Our listeners in general hate the Democratic Party, hate the globals, hate George Soros, and they should. And they are pro-Putin because they see it as, well, you know, he hates the globalists too. He's under globalist attack, so he must be good. All I'm saying is that he's walked into a trap, and the globalists wanted him to do this, and now it's driven Russia into China's arms, and China's now saying they are going to ship weapons to the Russians, including weaponized drones. And I'm talking about the big ones, like, you know, knockoffs of our predators. So all of this is going on, and the globalists have bitten off a little bit more than they could chew. They wanted to push Russia around. They wanted to be able to take over. They figured they would put Russia in a trap. But now it's accelerating the collapse of the dollar so fast that there are a lot of different powerful forces that now want a resolution of this. But there are a lot of globalist forces that want it to continue to get worse. And make no mistake, a lot of those globalist forces are in Russia. You notice that all these oligarchs, I think it's 14 of them, 14 of the 30 or so oligarchs are Russian Jews. And it's being reported, and there's an article on Infowars.com about it, that they have fled to Israel. And it's in mainstream news that they can get around the sanctions. They have now suddenly said, oh, no, actually, we've got Israeli passports. And now the Israeli government and others have come out and said, basically, it's anti-Semitic if you put sanctions on them. So the reason I raise that point is to just show how it's all interconnected. There's American connections to Russia. There's Russian connections to Ukraine, Russian connections to Israel. And it's like Russia's like America in that it's got its Democrats and it's got its conservatives and it's got, you know, all these different factions and groups as well. It's not like the Russia that we think of back in Stalin's time or something. And so Putin really doesn't even have full control, shown by him launching this war, and it's not going the way he thought. You know, these governments are incompetent. The world's so big, it's so complex. Is the U.S. government more incompetent than Russia? Yes. Is our military a lot more competent than Russia? Yeah, because the U.S. military is going all the time and has super high-tech systems of coordination, and the Russians don't have that. The Chinese have more of that than the Russians. And now that the Chinese are coming into the proxy war, that's why you're seeing the UN and NATO going, whoa, whoa, whoa. Because if they dump 1,000 drones in there with their equivalent of Hellfires that the U.S. allowed to be transfer that technology, it's going to get a lot more serious a lot quicker. But a larger takeaway is just the fact that everything we see the Russian government doing, censoring people, they're now starting to do here. And when you've got a military veteran and a former member of Congress who has the most popular polling numbers of any Democrat, Tulsi Gabbard's just going, yeah, these chemical labs, these bio labs are important, and we need them shut down. The UN even said that. They're like, you're crazy, they don't exist. When they're on record existing, that's a big problem. So let's play this clip. Let's play Tulsi Gabbard's response, and then we'll play Tucker making the point that, you know, they're treating Tulsi Gabbard like she's Alex Jones because Alex Jones questions things as well. So let's play Tulsi and her response, and let's play the Tucker Gabbard Jones clip right after that.
Senator Romney, you've called me a treasonous liar simply for stating the fact that there are over 25 U.S.-funded biolabs in Ukraine, which, if breached, would release and spread deadly pathogens across the United States and the world. And therefore they must be secured so that we can prevent any new pandemics from occurring. Now, bizarrely, you claim that securing these labs, or even calling for securing these labs, is treasonous and will lead to a loss of life. When the exact opposite is obviously true, the spread of pathogens is what will cause the loss of life, not the prevention of such a spread. So, Senator Romney, please provide evidence that what I've said is not true and treasonous. And if you cannot, you should do the honorable thing. Apologize. Resign from the U.S. Senate. Evidence of the existence of these biolabs in Ukraine, their vulnerability, and therefore the need to take immediate action to secure them is beyond dispute. Just the other day, the State Department's Victoria Nuland acknowledged that these labs that contain dangerous pathogens exist in Ukraine in her testimony to the U.S. Senate.
Ukraine has biological research facilities, which, in fact, we are now quite concerned Russian troops, Russian forces may be seeking to gain control of. So we are working with the Ukrainians on how they can prevent any of those research materials from falling into the hands of Russian forces should they approach.
In a Pentagon fact sheet dated March 11th, there are numerous statements that both directly and indirectly confirm the existence of these biolabs. The United States, through BTRP, has invested approximately $200 million in Ukraine since 2005, supporting 46 Ukrainian laboratories, health facilities, and diagnostic sites. On CBS Face the Nation on March 13th, CBS National Security Correspondent David Martin said that he'd spoken to a Pentagon official just that morning who told him they're concerned about the existence of these biolabs in Ukraine.
The concern is that the Russians will seize one of these biomedical research facilities that Ukraine has, where they do research on deadly pathogens like botulism and anthrax, seize one of those facilities, weaponize the pathogen, and then blame it on Ukraine and the U.S. because the U.S. has been providing support for some of the research being done in those facilities.
Now, in April of 2020, in refuting Russia's accusations that the U.S. was using biolabs in Ukraine to develop biological weapons, the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine acknowledged that there are U.S.-funded labs in Ukraine working with pathogens for vaccines and other peaceful purposes. In a CNN fact check on March 10, 2022, there are U.S.-funded biolabs in Ukraine. That much is true. Furthermore, according to the DOD, there are two biolabs in Ukraine that have been under Russian control for quite some time. Russia illegally took possession of two Ukrainian-owned laboratories that BTRP upgraded in 2014 and continues to deny Ukrainian access to these facilities. So, Senator Romney, you have a choice. Out of pride, continue to deny the truth, or admit that you're wrong, apologize, and resign. Aloha, and remember that without the truth, we can be neither safe nor free.
You know, you can say what you want about her, but, I mean, she just comes off as like an angel. And I know she went to classical school, and I know, but I mean, she could also turn back towards the light and not judge a tree by its fruits. And, you know, she's becoming more pro-life. She's all the way there. She's becoming pro-Second Amendment. And I can tell you the Republicans at the highest levels are scared of her.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones here, riding shotgun with Owen Schroyer. Owen, he'll be co-hosting again tomorrow. I'll be back in town tomorrow as well. Got some other very important things we're doing out here in California. Already had some of my meetings about the state of the world and the Russia crisis with some top brains. Very blessed to be able to talk to them. And then I'm going to have just really, really interesting big podcast today. Be working pretty late in the evening, and I'll be back tomorrow afternoon. Pray for peace, folks, because, again, the world is hurtling into a real crisis right now, a deepening of the crisis. Infowars.com is a beacon of full-spectrum analysis, so you can make your own decisions. We really just try to tell you the truth, do our best research, have our best guests on. And we have a really good track record compared to any other media outlet out there of having accuracy. And I can tell you that that's recognized by governments and corporations around the world. And so when I tell you that, it's not to toot our horn. It's the listeners and others and also foolish leftists that just make fun of us and think that that keeps people from the truth or that demonizes us. It's just not working. And praise God, their attempts to shut down any real debate or long-term conversation about the New World Order has failed. And so now the globalists denying that biolabs exist in Ukraine that were U.S.-funded just makes them look like bigger liars. It doesn't work anymore, the gaslighting, or denying there's a world government being formed, or denying the Democrats are trying to sexualize children. And Governor DeSantis tries to, you know, pass a law that you don't teach 7-year-olds how to give blowjobs. I mean, I'm sorry. That's what they teach. Sex is dead to 7-year-olds. They teach little boys are girls and girls are boys. And even Bill Maher said last weekend, he said, you shouldn't be targeting children about sex talk anyway. They're children. That's sexualizing children. That's pedophilia. And I mean, the sickening footage that Owen and the crew got this weekend in Austin of people saying, we want access to kids. We're going to let them decide what sex they are when they're 5 years old. These are other people, adults, wanting access to your children in schools and culture to talk about their sexual future and who they are. I mean, if somebody's 18 and they want to go be kinky and do a bunch of weird stuff, that's their deal. But leave the frickin' kids alone. Hands off the kids. So the left has lost even Bill Maher, you damn scum. And I mean, I tell you, I've never seen such filth, such weak, demonic sacks of garbage as these people that want to sexualize children, these pedophile enablers. I'm not saying they're all pedophiles, but I would imagine if you went and ran the plates of that crowd out there, that you would find some really scary stuff. And I'm the guy that pioneered. I'm not bragging. I just did common sense stuff to go to Drag Queen Storytime, have people hire PIs or off duty. We've done it ourselves before. And just go around the plates to these people. And then, this person's a convicted rapist of an 8-year-old. This guy's a convicted rapist of a 6-year-old. This guy's a 2-time rapist. You know what? We call the police, and they go grab him, and they go back to prison. And that's why we don't see a lot of Drag Queen Storytime anymore, because people go, run their plates. Send them to jail. Of course, dudes in clown outfits that want to bounce your 5-year-old on their leg are statistically gunned. I mean, we said openly, run the San Francisco gay choir's names. Because they were going, we're grooming your children. We'll have them. We'll take them. We're going to do stuff to them. Everybody said, run their names. And it was like, child rape. I mean, this is what we're dealing with here. So, I mean, you talk about this. Just and then the useful idiots that actually just believe they're fighting for rights and they're civil rights activists. Because MSNBC told him. So the wheels are coming off the New World Order. Their whole system is falling apart. And we are in an incredible time in history. Let me do this right now before we use these clips. And then Owen takes over, does a splendid job. I want everybody to understand that we have this big back in stock sale now going. And a bunch of products that have been sold out up to 8 months. Up to 8 months are now back in stock. And as crazy as the world is, this we may have to discontinue these, okay, even though they're great sellers. 40% off BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed. It goes with the iodine for electrochemical activity of every cell. It is so incredible, and it just turbocharges. You've got to take real selenium. 40% off BioTrue Selenium. 25% off our D3 gummies, super high-quality vitamin D3. Great for adults, children, you name it. Tastes great. 25% off D3 gummies, sold out for 6 months. 40% off VasoBeats. That's been sold out 3 months. 40% off VasoBeats for your heart. Creates hydrogen. What's it created? Creates nitrous oxide in the blood. It's really good for your arteries and your heart. This is the big one that's been sold out for 8 months. 25% off Fizzy Magnesium. We've got both types of magnesium, and this is just the best formula. And I've been out of this for months at my house, and I am so excited it's back because pre-workout, post-workout, drink it before I go to sleep. Makes you sleep better, so it gives you energy in the morning, helps you sleep in the evening. It is incredible. It is 25% off back in stock. Fizzy Magnesium Mix at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And this is the last day. It wasn't going to be yesterday, but it's still up here today, so this last day is about to sell out. We have vitamin D3 winter sun 50% off, and we have, of course, X3, all three types of the iodine for immune system, your whole body, your thyroid, that is. 50% off today is the last day, so take advantage of that. Let's get back to that clip I mentioned. Then I'm going to hand the baton over to the great Owen Schroyer. Here is Carlson explaining, it's like a 60-minute clip, I don't know, 2.5 minutes, that, oh, my God, Tulsi Gabbard is evil. She's Alex Jones because she's pointing out real things that are admitted, and they're trying to gaslight us and saying it doesn't exist. While separately they go, we've got to save these labs from the Russians. These have deadly bioweapons in them, but we don't have any labs, and they don't exist. And Tulsi Gabbard is guilty of treason, with a U.S. senator saying that. No, Mr. No, no, Mr. Romney, you are the one, you warmongering, neocon, lying fraud. You are the enemy of America. You are the one engaged in treason against our First Amendment. And that's all I can say is I pray to God that Mitt Romney and all of these types be exposed. Okay, here's the clip.
Indeed, by mentioning NATO, a topic that is completely off limits in American media, Zelensky may have gone too far. Daily, in every possible venue, we are told that NATO is, paradoxically, both of its central importance to the United States and, at the same time, irrelevant to what happens in Eastern Europe. Sound insane? Well, then you can still think clearly. Yeah, she hates our country because she's worried that a pathogen might escape from a biolab and hurt people. There's no recent precedent for that, so she's clearly listening to Alex Jones too much, and she's treasonous. Actually, everything that Tulsi Gabbard said, as you know, is true. It's not a Republican issue, it's not a Democrat issue, it's a factual issue. And even in war, truth is a defense. In fact, it's the only defense. Is it true? And in a free country, you can speak the truth. Really? They used to arrest people for saying stuff like this. When did they arrest people for saying stuff like this? And who is they exactly? Well, the former Karen Elaine Johnson didn't tell us. She kept it vague because that way it's a lot more threatening and maybe you will shut up. And again, we hesitate to show clips from that show. It's an IQ killer. They don't care about Ukraine, a lot of these people, any more than they cared about George Floyd. They use tragedy, George Floyd's death, the tragic invasion of Ukraine, for domestic political purposes. This has unleashed something really dark in the United States. In order to make wise decisions, you have to be rational, thoughtful, forward-thinking, and calm. And they're the opposite of all of those things. So they tell us that Putin is mentally ill. We can't assess that, contrary to what you may have heard, we don't text with Putin. But if that's true, and it certainly may be true, almost nobody in the Russian government seems to have anticipated the invasion of Ukraine, so he's clearly volatile, at the least. Why would you ever risk getting into a full-blown war with a volatile, crazy person who has thousands of nuclear weapons? What would happen if you did that? Maybe we think beyond today, just for a moment. But no one is. Because American borders don't matter, but Ukraine's borders are so important, we will risk nuclear war for them? You can't say that enough, because it's real.
Very powerful. We've got some other Tucker Carlson clips that we were going to be playing as well. In fact, I've got time to get to one of those. We'll cover that in the last segment coming up here in just a moment. Owen, what else are you going to be covering in the next few hours on the broadcast?
My goodness, just a loaded news desk here, Alex. Let's not forget about the ongoing globalist operation of depopulation with these vaccines. And it's just sad. Fauci's putting himself back into the news, as is the CEO of Pfizer, saying, you need more vaccines. We're going to have at least four. We're never going to be out of this pandemic. Meanwhile, you have the same thing happening. Dies suddenly, blood clots, children having strokes. Oh, it's normal, nothing to see here. Even though in multiple countries now, including Thailand and Vancouver, health officials are actually taking a step back and saying, wait a second, we need to reevaluate these vaccines. We need to pause these vaccines. They're even doing massive payouts for vaccine injuries. That's just one step of it. We've got another Clinton associate getting busted for pedophilia. We've got another Democrat mayor candidate getting busted for pedophilia. I mean, it's everywhere, Alex. It's the info war. It never stops.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.